All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Eric, E-R-I-C, S-T-A-R-G-H-E-L-L, Starkhell. And Eric Starkhell, put down, 64-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of bladder cancer, as well as history of lung cancer in 2024. Bladder cancer previously, then history of lung cancer in 2024, has just finished chemotherapy and radiation period. Patient also suffers from weight loss, protein, calcium, malnutrition, cough, shortness of breath, anxiety, chronic pain. Let's see if I have anything else to say before we go. Let's see, and the other comorbidities also put COPD. Well, let's do this. It says, patient currently is on hospice with history of COPD. Patient also has a history of lung mass, don't put cancer, lung mass, malignant neoplasm of the bladder, chronic pain, depression, muscle weakness, history of fall. Patient KPS is at 20 centimeter, eating 20% of his meals at this time. Let's go put that in there. Recent KPS was reported at 50%. Patient is having issues with shortness of breath, using his nebulizer on a regular basis. He tells me he has oxygen available to him that he uses 2 liters. That he uses continuously at 2 liters. His glass O2 side, today O2 side was 94%, blood pressure 110 over 65. Change the KPS, change the LMAC to 30 centimeters for today. Or just change it, say LMAC is at 30 centimeters, but some idiot had written 20 before. 1 second, please. I'm just talking to myself. Ah, 30 centimeters. I was wrong. So LMAC is at 30 centimeter. Patient also has reported 10-pound weight loss, which has stabilized initially, weight has been stable at this time, partially because of fluid retention, uses nebulizer on a regular basis because of his shortness of breath as well. Patient has ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinency. Independent of this examiner, KPS has now dropped from 50 to 40%. Thank you. Let me see if there's anything else to say about this fellow. No, I think. Oh, he also suffers from weakness in generalized debility. Decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, muscle wasting. And he prefers Duoneb as opposed to albuterol to treat his shortness of breath on a regular basis. Thank you.